Next case.
Case number 12,858, Parcata Investments LLC seeks a special use exception for promotional activities as accessory uses to a speedway, sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Speedway Road between DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and Bethesda Road, County Road 326. The 911 address is 22206 Speedway Road in Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 2, Parcels 22, 23, and 24.01. Staff will note this is a renewal of a previous approval for a special use exception of that was granted 5 years approval from 2018 up through today, 9/11/2023. And we have 6 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Mr. Chairman, I will have to recuse myself from this case.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hastings. Mr. Willard.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, good evening. I represent the applicant in this case, Parcata Investments LLC. The principal of that is Mr. Adams. Ken Adams, sit right behind me. So I don't know if any of you were on the board, any of the prior approvals of this. No.
There's no from the findings here.
Excuse me?
It appears no from the findings here. From
yeah, and I included the findings. My point is, this is a special use exception. You know, your standard is does not substantially adversely affect neighboring properties. Well, let's talk about the property where it is first. The property is, and I know you're all familiar with it, but for the record, I'll be kind of quick. The property is located outside of Georgetown along DuPont Boulevard and is a large property consisting of 4 parcels. Based on the tax maps, the total acreage is approximately 85 acres, and it's large enough to accommodate this special use. What is the special use? Your special use code has a list of a lot of uses, as you well know. One of them is promotional activities. It's kind of vague, but it fits the bill for this particular property. The racetrack's there, and it's been there since 1949. They raced between, 1949. I don't know what they were racing back then. There's evidence that it started back then. They raced from March until October, maybe a dozen races on Fridays during that season. They have plenty of parking. And what they also have done over the years is have promotional events. What are promotional events? Car shows where they raise money, you know, with their antique cars or special cars. They've raised money for breast cancer. They've raised money for Kate Barnes with promotional activities. They've had rodeos out there. They've had tractor pulls. They do one carnival. They do a program for the FFA, Future Farmers of America. And what we're talking about is maybe six events a year, if that. So it's not that much.
That's outside of the racing, correct?
Yeah. And there's some that they might do in combination with the racing when the racing's already going on to raise some money. They recently raised over $100,000 for Camp Barnes, and I think that was a promotional event that took place during one of the races. Ken can talk more about that, however. As I said, this has been approved, that is a special use exception, has been approved in 1989, 2003, 2013, and 2018. Mr. Adams and his partner just took over the racetrack just after the last special use was granted, the special use exception, sometime after 2018. They've actually performed some improvements to the property, fences along 113. They're going to improve the parking as well. So those are the activities that have been approved in the past. Car shows, there was a circus there, food trucks. There's plenty of parking with the 85 acres. They've never had an issue with that as well. I noticed coming in here, there are two people I think signed up to speak, or they're here. I'm not sure what their concerns are, but certainly if there are concerns, we would address those if we knew what they are, but there haven't been complaints. And like I said, it's been approved at least 4 times, and they the plan is to do the status quo, if not to improve somewhat the infrastructure for parking, et cetera. You have, I didn't see anything in the record and that it would have been mentioned as far as opposition, but there's some letters that I'll hand up if they're not already in. I think I emailed them over last week, but there, a few may have just come in from Georgetown's best and brightest. I'll paraphrase the letters. Here's one from the fire company, and they did actually a fundraiser for the fire company out there too. And that's from Jake Ricker. Dear Mr. Chairman, please accept this letter of support for the board's consideration to the continued special use exception for promotional activities for Parkata Investments. The Speedway has been a tremendous asset to both the town of Georgetown and Sussex County. Thousands of citizens and visitors to the area have enjoyed all the various activities hosted by Parkata. Here's one from William West. Any of you know him? AKA Billy, the mayor. But he writes, I would like to express my support, and this is him personally writing, my support for the continuation of the special use exception for promotional activities. These events are beneficial to the community financially and are greatly supported by citizens of Georgetown and the surrounding communities. If you have any questions, you can contact him. Here's one from Matthew Mariner. You may, some of you may know him. He's owner of Ad Art out on the highway. I'd like to express my support. Similar letter. I don't need to go on. You have another one from Dan and Joanne Tidwell, expressing their support. There's another one from Teresa Rogers. She's lived in Georgetown her whole life and have always supported this facility. As a real estate broker, I hear that many of my out-of-town clients find the Speedway enjoyable and a family attraction. I also feel that it supports the Georgetown community financially. So that's on point to your threshold of substantially adversely affecting, I think, on the contrary. And that's, you've said it much, in, I say you when I say the board has said as much in their previous things. Last one I'm looking at is from none other than Jeff Tidwell. And he's in support of it as well. He's a Georgetown individual. I've prepared the findings of facts and decisions. I'll hand up to your attorney. It basically mirrors what you've said before and hopefully will support, is supported by the testimony here tonight and your decision. Before I do so, I'll call Mr. Adams up just to confirm the testimony. Ken, Mr. Adams, you state your name and your address for the record, please.
Kenneth Adams, 20255 Citation Farms Lane.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You've heard my representations of the board tonight. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they are.
Oh, if you have any questions, I think that completes
questions.
All. Yeah, I wanted to review just a few things from the previous findings to make sure nothing's changed. It says at full capacity, the racetrack can hold approximately 3,000 people. Is that still true?
Yes.
Okay. Promotional events shall be limited to 2,000 people. Is that still true?
I don't feel that's true. I think that got inserted somewhere. we have parking for probably 4,000. We have seating for 3. But a lot of the promotional events and the fundraisers, folks aren't necessarily seated. It's over, we have 85 acres.
I guess, I'm sorry, Mr. Waffle.
I was just gonna ask, because it is a condition of this previous finding, let me make sure I know which one. This is the one from 2018. It was a condition that you not have more than 2,000 people. That's why I was asking if you
had and any. I probably should have addressed that. When I prepared these are drafts which pretty much do the same thing, but took that out because they need some flexibility in that regard because it's at a limit that's probably unrealistic. The fact that they don't have many large events, but some of the big, more popular ones might be more than 2,000, as Mr. Adams has said.
Okay. Intends to hold 2 to 3 events per year with a maximum of 6 events per year. Is that still true?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I noted here the, one of the other things on there was that there's no overnight events. It's not like a festival or anything like that where you got people camping out or anything of that sort. And your experience has been that there's the traffic impact from these events is not a substantial adverse impact on neighboring properties?
No. We've actually, for like fundraisers, for Camp Barnes, the state police actually provide parking assistance and ingress and egress assistance with the traffic, with the traffic signal and everything to make sure that traffic flows smoothly.
Is there any noise that's associated with this that's that you know of that's an issue?
No.
Not like loudspeakers or anything like that going on other properties? Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, may I have a seat?
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12858 for Parcata Investments and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the special use exception request for case number 12858. I don't believe the requested use will substantially affect or adversely the uses of the neighboring or adjacent properties, and that we would make this approval valid for 5 years.
Second.
And just to clarify, we're taking the number for the promotional from 2,000 to 3,000?
That's correct.
Thank you.
So this is conditioned on a 3,000 limit. I do recall the applicant stating they did not want any numerical capacity limit.
I don't think there's any need we should put a numerical capacity limit.
It's up to you all.
Well, my second was with the idea that we were not going to put a limit on.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was straight in the record.
I mean, do you want to put a limit?
I do not.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, great.
All right.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And aye, too. A vote of 4-0, sir, your case is approved.